J&J 21. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Scott, this is Nico from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Look, I don't know if you remember, we had spoken a few months ago, probably back in June, somewhere around then. We were, you know, talking about some working capital or equipment financing. You said it wasn't, you know, the best of times, a little slow down. You said to follow up in a few months. So, you know, I'm just here seeing how business is going. If you guys, you know, are in any need for some additional capital or looking to finance some pieces of equipment you want to bring on board right now.
No, not right now. Things are still pretty slow.
Things are still pretty slow? What's the reason for that?
You tell me. I mean, everybody I talk to is pretty slow. So.
Yeah, you know, that's funny. I just got off the phone with another guy, and he was telling me that manufacturing is just taking a really big hit this year because of the election. I wasn't too sure if that's kind of like the same deal with you.
I can't totally blame it on the election, but it's definitely not there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. What, I mean, like, what, how are you guys, like, what are you doing to prepare yourselves just in case something happens, you know, unexpectedly?
As far as,
I mean, well, with the, I mean, like, let's say that if the election is actually, like, taking the big toll on what people are saying, like, the industries as a whole, do you guys, you know, have, like, a backup plan?
Not really. I mean, I don't know what else to do, and we're kind of service-oriented, and if it's, you know, if it's not in demand, and there ain't a whole lot I could do for about it, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Just kind of like have to hold tight, you know?
Right, yeah. Which is tough these days, you know?
Yeah.
Basically taking it day by day.
Yeah. Do you guys, you know, are you looking to like try and grow the business? I know it's kind of like a slow time, but some people find opportunities in the weirdest places.
Right, yeah. I mean, if I had some money to work with, you know, I could, you know, possibly go seek other customers through advertising and whatnot, but I don't have the money.
Well, I mean, Scott, are you familiar with, like, working capital?
Not, I mean...
Not necessarily? Do you remember from our conversation from last time, or not really? I know that's kind of a lot to ask.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I really don't remember.
Really. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it.
I'm getting too old for that remembering stuff.
Okay, well, here, I'll give you, like, a brief kind of description of it. A working capital loan is, it's not like your typical line of credit. It's, we're actually able to get you more cash than a typical line of credit because we're able to base it off of your sales. And usually what happens is we are able to free up around 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash for your business. So let's say you did...
Give me an example.
Okay, so let's say you did $1 million in sales for 2015, right?
Okay.
Now, we would say that we can get you around 10 to 15% of that $1 million. So we can get you a loan from about, you know, $100,000 to $150,000, depending on some other factors as well,
right,
that you can use for your business however, in whatever way that you want. There's no, you know, limit on what you can do because it's unsecured cash. So you can use the money for whatever you want.
Gotcha. But you know what? I have something like that in place, but they'll only extend me like $14,000 or something like that, which isn't a whole hell of a lot to work.
Okay. I mean, is it a working capital loan or is it just like a regular traditional loan?
It is a working capital loan, yeah.
Okay. Who'd you guys do it with?
On Deck.
Oh, you did it with On Deck. Yeah. See, we're very familiar with On Deck. We actually work with them very closely on a few of our deals. But
and I've gone back and asked him for, you know, I guess more
money.
Yeah, more money.
Kind of just like renew the terms and stuff.
Say again, please.
Oh, so like, were you trying to just renew the terms, things like that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had paid it almost all the way off. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, $14,000 is not a whole lot of money in this business. You know, that's you know, I can generate that in sales in a week, and I don't see the money for a month and a half. You know what I mean?
Holy hell. Scott, I mean, if this is something that you're interested in, like, how much money would you, you know, want? How much money are we talking that you would want for the business to,
well,
you know?
That would depend on, you know, what kind of terms you guys got and stuff, too, you know?
True. I mean, and, like, terms are dependent on, like, kind of how you guys look down on paper as well, because there are, like I said, some factors that play into it. You know, Scott, how about this? I have a senior member right here who's, you know, more experienced with talking about this type of stuff. If you have a few minutes to discuss it. If this is something that you're very interested in, I can get him right now. He's sitting right next to me. Would that be okay?
Sure, that'd be fine.
Okay, yeah, let me grab him right now.
Hi, is this Scott?
Yes.
Hey, Scott, this is Sam. How are you?
Good, Sam.
Hey, so Nico tells me that you might be interested in some working capital. Is that the case?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I just wanted to hear what you guys got to offer and whatnot.
Okay, did you have any idea of, you know, how much you would be looking for?
Well, I was telling him that right now I'm with OnDeck, and they're going to extend me, I think, $14,000, maybe it's $14,500 or something like that. And it's typically not a whole lot of, you know, it's not enough money for me to make any headway with, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. All right,
and
so...
Plus, they're taking a payment every week. And, you know, I do a job around here, I don't get paid for it for 30 to 45 days, you know?
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So just the terms, period, I don't... That doesn't help us out a whole heck of a lot, put it that way.
Yeah, I can see. Okay, so... Now, when you did it with OnDeck, what was the total loan that you originally took?
Well, they just set me up a line for like I said, $14,000.
Oh, they extend the line for $14,000 for you. Okay.
Right, and I can draw on as needed.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Now, how often does it come up that you're waiting for payments?
That's typically in this business. I mean, if you do a job, if you get somebody to pay you within 30 days. These days, it's, you know, typically we're net 30, okay?
Yeah, net 30, but it ends up being 60 or 90.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people don't abide by that, you know.
Sure,
and
sure.
You call them and you get every excuse in the world why they didn't pay.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, I mean, I guess, you know, from the sound of it, what might do some good for you is... You know, the way our working capital programs work is we can get you approved for, you know, a total amount. We'll get you approved for the largest amount possible. From there, you know how much is available to you. So then when the need does come up, you're able to just, you know, come to us, let us know how much you need, and we can set you up. It's a little different than a line of credit. It will be on a term loan. But let's say, how much do you guys do in your for gross annual sales?
Right now, I'd have to look. I mean, things have been pretty slow around here for quite a while. Our best year was $1 million, okay? But
uh-huh.
That's way down from that. I mean, if we do 400,000 right now, it's, you know, we're...
Oh, okay. Okay. Sure. So, I mean, typically, we're able to do 10 to 15% of the top-line revenue. So, let's say we can get you approved for 50,000. Now, when the need comes up, say you only need, you know, 20,000 or something like that, you can just let us know. We'll set you up on a term that's usually between 3 and 36 months. We can give you different options depending on what type of term you're looking for.
Right.
But usually on like a net 60, something like that, we find that shorter terms usually match up because you're minimizing the interest cost. You know you're getting your payment in the next month or two.
Right.
You're able to just, you know, use the money, you know, make some money off of it and then pay it off and move on to your next project.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Now, when you do come across, well, I guess, you know, right now you're working with the 14,000 line from OnDeck.
Right.
Are you only using a portion of that, or do you max that out and then reach your limit and then have to just kind of go back to the beginning?
No, well, I just use it, you know, as absolutely necessary. You know,
okay.
If I haven't, you know, if people aren't paying me like they should be, and I gotta, you know, pay an odd bill or, you know, something like that, you know, I borrow the money, so I'm at least paying my bills.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. From the sounds of it, you know, what I would suggest would a good course of action here would be to, you know, see what is available to you with us. You know, all we have to do, it's probably similar to what you went through with OnDeck. We take a look at 6 months of your business bank statements and your most recent tax return. Usually takes us a day or two to be able to get you an approval. And the approval would be for the maximum amount. And, you know, from there, you know what's available to you. So the approval is usually good for 90 days. You know, if time elapses, all we would ask is for some updated bank statements. But if the time comes that you need to use it, All you'd have to do is plug in the bank statements, and then we could get the cash in your account in 24 to 48 hours.
Gotcha. What company are you with, sir?
We are Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank.
Bank of what? Cardiff?
Cardiff. It's a C-A-R-D like David, I-F-F like Frank Frank.
Cardiff, okay. And where are you guys located at?
We are in San Diego, California.
What's the weather doing out there?
Hey, nothing to complain about. I can promise you that.
Right.
Where are you at? Are you in Ohio?
Yeah.
Where is Dover? What part of Ohio is that?
They call it Northeast Ohio, but it's more like Mid-East Ohio, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm from Toledo, so...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You would go kind of southeast from there.
Okay, is that anywhere...
You know where Worcester's at?
Yeah, I know Worcester. They were a powerhouse in high school sports in my day.
Yeah. Well, I come down to Worcester and keep on going. We're like 20 miles south of Canton is where we're at.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, nice. How is the weather over there right now?
Oh, it's been pretty decent. They're calling for a chance of rain tomorrow. Just pop up thunder showers or whatever. But boy, it was hotter than hell over the weekend. I know that.
Oh man, really? Yeah, you guys are coming up to my favorite time of year right there, though. You got
90s is what we had.
Oh wow, that's warm for right now.
Yeah, it is for sure.
Man, that's warmer than San Diego.
Yeah.
Well,
I did yard work all weekend. That'll wear a guy out. Let me.
Oh yeah. Late August, 90 degrees, I believe you. What type of work do you guys normally do? You a tool and die shop?
We're a job shop, more or less. I mean, we build some dies every once in a while, but the die business is kind of pretty well dried up.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot, actually. We do a lot of work with machine shops, so kind of seeing some definite trends. How long have you guys been in business?
50 years.
Oh, wow, nice. Nice.
I'm not sure if it was all that nice. I was hoping to be retired by now.
Well, I can't blame you for that. Do you own the business 100% yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right. Well, yeah, you know, I'd love to see what we can do for you, or at least, you know, put some options on the table.
Can you shoot me an email and, give me a couple examples or something, and then your contact and whatnot?
Yeah, absolutely. Did Nico get an email address from you?
No.
What's the best email?
It's JJTool, just JJTOOL.
Okay.
@frontier.com.
@frontier.com. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I can have him put together a quick email for you, shoot it over. I'll have him kind of include what we would need from you just to get an approval.
Sure.
And it's like I said, it's an easy process. It's free, and we can, you know, get some options on the table so you know what you're working with. And then once the time does come, it's pretty easy for us to just plug and play. But yeah, I'll shoot the email over to you right now. And then, you know, we'll stay in touch and, you know, hopefully get some good options in place for you.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
All right. Did you have any other questions for me while I'm on the line here?
Well, when I say send me examples, send me what terms might be available for given amounts of money or things like that, you know?
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you or told the other guy, but OnDeck takes a payment out of me once a week. And like I said, I don't get paid sometimes for 30 to 45 days, so I'm making 4 to 6 payments to them.
Uh-huh. Well, you're waiting to get payment on that first. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So it kind of puts a hurting on us. So.
Yeah. So here's a question for you, just so I can kind of get a clearer picture if I'm going to give you some ideas. For each month, right, what do your ending balances look like in the bank account? Do you have a cushion at the end of the month, or does it get close to zero?
Yeah, it gets kind of close to zero anymore.
Okay.
We used to have money in the bank, but those days are gone right now.
Yeah, and especially set up how you are with having the weekly come out and you don't have any cash in there, you're waiting for it, that will deteriorate at those cushions. So that gives me an idea of what type of programs we're going to be looking at for you. But basically, ours are going to remedy that. You know, if we're able to just plug some cash into the account, it's sitting there and you have something to work with.
Right,
you won't be left in that situation where you're owing something while you're waiting for the payments.
Right, yeah. I'm basically using up what I borrowed from them while they're taking it back.
Exactly that.
You know,
well, you're still waiting. The whole time, you're still waiting for your customers to pay you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll have a little different option for you. So the cash is on hand, you can rest easy, and not have to worry about those margins when you're making the payments. That's kind of the purpose for it.
That would be definitely more helpful to this business, I know. So.
Good. All right. Well, yeah, I'll have Nico shoot you an email right now, and we'll be in touch. Let's go ahead and get some good options for you.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the weather. All right.
All right, Sam. You too.